Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Late Breakfast. This is News Talk.
Now, a lot of you are sort of scraping around the house at the moment. You're wading into, you know, seas, mountains, gargantuan amounts of waste. It's the wrappers, it's the selection boxes, it's the Christmas present wrapping, it's the tinsel, it's baubles, it's just everywhere, right? I mean, most people's houses are a bit like a war zone at the moment. So what should you do with all this waste? Repack have said about 100,000 tons of waste are generated over the festive period. And most households are planning to visit their local recycling, or what we used to call the dump, in the next couple of days to get rid of this. And of course, the Christmas trees are usually taken in by the local authorities and turned into wood chippings as well. So what can you do when you just have stuff that doesn't seem to really want to go anywhere? So Colin O'Byrne is Programme Manager for Voice Ireland, who knows all about what to do with waste. Thank you very much for joining us, Colin.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming. First of all, what's your own house like?
My own house is fine because it was away for all the Christmas. So actually, I'm in great order.
Okay. So what did you do?
I left the county. I mean, at this point, pretty much the horse is bolted. You know what I mean? All the packaging that we're likely to have in the house is in the house. And we're all kind of desperately waiting for the bin collection to come along and sort us out. Now, I know a lot of people at this time of year, they'll have cardboard to beat the band, for example. And you try and get that into the bin, you've no space left. The tendency, or maybe the what you would let the temptation rather, is to get on top of the bin and stamp it all down. And you think, I'm being quite clever here with my space. But actually, the advice is always that in your recycling bin, the materials should be clean, dry, and loose. Because what an awful lot of people don't understand or realise rather, is that that waste is taken to the material recovery facilities. And there's a whole host of people working there who have to try and...
So how thorough do you have to be? Like, if you're putting in something that held some strawberries or raspberries, do you have to go and scrape it all out and put it under the tile? Because people are saying...
Because
I know some of the waste companies now take photographs if they're not happy. So there is supervision of all this.
There is, yeah. And it's... I mean, we have such a huge problem with waste. And we, you know, John and Josephine Public are the poor regents who have to deal with it all at the bottom of the rung. And that's not our fault. There's more and more packaging coming onto the market every year.
I mean, this Christmas was extraordinary. What did you think? I mean, it was just you bought or ordered anything and it just came wrapped. I know it's hard to get the sense of are we getting better or worse, but just the visual check of this, sense check of it was pretty bad.
No, it is getting worse. But again, it's not our fault. This is being foisted upon us, all this various packaging. Now, there is legislation on the way, the packaging and packaging waste regulations. If anyone wants to sit down with their family tonight and have a really pleasant read, I'd recommend they do that. But it's meant to address all this. Like, for example, you know yourself when you get a box and it's a huge box and something tiny inside of it. And you're going, what's the hell is the problem with all the space here? So some of the measures are to reduce the amount of dead space or empty space within packaging and all that. But look,
now, you're an Irish environmental charity. You're trying to empower individuals and local communities to take positive action to conserve resources. And you're obviously big bolsters of the circular economy and so on. Mm. Is there anything as an organisation, are you like an advocacy or that can actually say to government we need to do better on this? Or is it just we have to deal with the system the way it is?
Both. I mean, we spend a lot of time developing policy, working with policymakers both here and in Europe and with our colleagues over in Europe as well. And we also try, like, the best, like, you can have all the policy and fine talk you want, but unless you have practical solutions, sure, it doesn't matter a damn. So what we would try and say, like I mentioned at the beginning here, the horse is bolted, right? You have what you have. But some of the stuff that we have will not be recycled. Say, ribbons. Say, or even, like, your fancy wrapping paper that's kind of foily and all this kind of stuff. The tendency is to put that into the recycling bin. It's a composite material, that stuff. It won't be recycled. So, you know, what I would always suggest is, look, if there's interesting stuff there, cut it out. keep, lots of people are creative. So if there's ribbons, keep them for next year, add them to your wreath, reuse them as wrapping yourself. There's lots of different things that, with a little bit of effort, we can cut down on the amount of waste we put in now and save ourselves buying wrapping paper next year by just looking at what's useful now, putting it aside and keeping it then, or keeping it for then. So there are things you can do like that. It's not as easy.
I'm one of these difficult people that will give somebody a present and say, yes, it is in Christmas wrapping paper. I know it's your birthday, but sorry. I don't see the problem
with
this.
There's absolutely no problem with that.
Some of the recipients are not too happy.
Well, look, they have to learn to live with it. What I like to do is, say, my brother hates sports. So I like to find a good picture of a hurler or something, a good photograph in the Times or whatever. Keep that big page and wrap his present in it, you know, just so it's a bit of a joke like that. The paper's getting reused as wrapping paper, and I get to an...
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
So it's probably a combination then of reusing and recycling. I mean, depending.
I mean, there's lots of people who are more creative than I who would naturally just say, oh, I'll keep that. But like people like myself who aren't creative have to be maybe a little bit more aware of what we can do with the stuff we have now, because otherwise you're shoving it into the bin, which we shouldn't do, or you're having rubbish in the house waiting the next 2 weeks until the next collection comes along.
But just think about something as innocent and workaday as a box of chocolates. Mm. They're all individually in their little wrappers, right? You mean, I'm not insisting it should go off and eat a whole box of chocolates, but you generate a huge amount of paper, tinsely paper on the back of it.
I mean, it is the season for excess, and like, personally, I wouldn't like to change the wonder of the season and, you know, how we treat ourselves a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, it's a huge amount of waste, and ultimately we pay the price for it in terms of our pocket and in terms of the environment as well. Like there's too much blinking waste.
Now, the problem you're going to have is most of this stuff is imported, right? And there are some Irish companies obviously playing a part, but it's imported from big multinational companies. Mm-hmm. Some of them are Chinese, some of them are US, some of them are UK. They're not going to vary their packaging for just Ireland. They're not going to say we're across 27 countries in Europe, but hang on, there's a group called Voice or anyone else. Right? No, but you know, there's a group in Ireland who want us to have less. So in other words, you are a little bit at the beck and call of the imported goods we bring in.
And that's where we rely on Europe and Brussels, really, to come up with strong legislation.
I know we had an MEP in here earlier, so maybe I should have asked her.
Who was it?
Lynn Boyden was here.
Lynn would be all over this kind of stuff. Yeah, she's very active, especially in terms of returned goods and white goods and all that. But this is like, what are we? 5 million people. We're not a big market. So like those big companies could easily afford to just say good luck.
I mean, one way to go, some texts are suggesting, is just a simple, crude ban on single-use plastics and so on.
Well, yeah, that's why we have the single-use plastic directive. So you don't, your cotton earbuds, they're no longer plastic. You shouldn't see plastic forks and knives, but if you'll note, some shops have them, but they're now green. And if you turn them over, it says reusable or recyclable on the back of them. So there's a lot of playing around the edges of the law with the single-use plastic directive. But yeah, like if you go down to the beach and do a beach clean, you will see any amount of single-use plastics. In fact, most plastics, there are at least plastics produced, are single-use. They use for, on average, about 10 or 12 minutes, and then they're there for hundreds of years.
I mean, we're talking here today about people who put stuff in their recycling bin. Mm. There's a lot of people who just go and dump it. I mean, you know, that's a separate issue.
Yeah, well, that comes down to enforcement, and unfortunately, we don't go after enforcement quite as rigorously as we should, because those people, they're not just being selfish themselves, they're damaging our environment. They're like, and they're making the place look wrecked. And it's an awful way to go about business. And it only takes a few people to make a bags of the whole thing for everyone, really.
Now, cardboard is one of the ones that we can do something about. There's some good news there.
Cardboard's great. Like if you have a garden, especially this time of year, it's going to be getting cold next week, so I believe. Topsoil is quite fragile, especially when there's no plant cover. You could lay down cardboard there on top of that just to protect the topsoil during the frost. Or you can use it as a mulch, as a weed barrier as well. Put it down, put some topsoil again on top of it, and that should suppress a lot of the weeds. Now, you wouldn't want to be doing that with the cardboard that's all, you know, heavily printed. You wouldn't want those inks kind of leaching into the soil. But there's a lot of stuff you can do with cardboard In the back garden, especially, put it around trees and plants and everything else.
I mean, do we need to get into the moment? I mean, this is me and you. Like, just give a present without wrapping on it. I mean, just say, here's your present. I know it's people want the sense of surprise and all that. And I mean, I understand I'm going to sound like a right Grinch here, but I mean,
look, it's a conversation I have with the good wife at home.
Are you prepared to say that in this radio studio?
I'm prepared to say that to my wife, and I don't get much change out of her sometimes. But I mean, me personally, I love a present. In voice, it's not a mantra, but we sort of say it's the product we want, not the packaging. I couldn't give a fiddler is what the packaging is. It's inside. And
now, I wonder to take the side of the distributor, and this is going to sound a strange thing to say, but like your Amazons of this world, I presume some of the packaging is there to protect the goods in transit.
Absolutely,
so it's not because they're all nefarious people out to destroy the planet. It's because it's coming on boats, planes, it's going through ports, it's in the back of a truck, it's wobbling around, there's fellas flinging pallets here, there, whatever. A lot of it's just to make sure that you get your stuff in one piece, bubble wrap and all the rest of it.
And that's great. But then I would argue, Grant, so the packaging should be made robust and reusable, collected by the producers, have an EPR scheme like you have for the for wee waste, for the cans, and the onus would be on the producers to collect this packaging or to make it robust enough that it would be reused over and over again. It doesn't have to be the system we have now. We can throw the onus and the emphasis back on the producers, make them look after what happens to this packaging at the end. So it doesn't land on us. We have to put it in our already overflowing recycling bin. The onus is on them to make packaging that can be used over and over again.
Well, Colin, the good news is a lot of our listeners are very interested in what you're talking about. That's good news for you personally and your organisation. But
they should go to our website.
Feel of another plug there. But here's two of them that are saying, one of our texts is saying, packaging waste is a tragedy of consumerism. We all say we want less waste, but we want our own purchases to be perfect when they arrive. I think we've just discussed that. And then there's another one saying there should be huge fines for people who dump at recycling centres. Our local bottle bank is full of rubbish, beds, clothes, etc. Just lazy people who can't be bothered to recycle properly. So sometimes you do the good deed, you have the recycling centre and the bottle banks and all, but people seem to think that's a licence to just throw anything there.
Yeah, I know. It's a tragedy, and it's disheartening for people because most people want to do the right thing. They want to deal with their waste correctly. And to see people just, you know, being totally flippant and just putting whatever they want. There's recycling or the clothes banks, but look, I'm going to put an old kettle or just dump my stuff there. And people just think, well, are these people getting caught? Like, is this system working for me? Should I invest in this system? What's the point of it all? And that disheartening is corrosive to the whole act of dealing with our waste properly. We shouldn't be getting the amount of waste we get. Having said that, we should take responsibility for that, which we have. And the authorities, the government, the councils should be going out of their way to help us and assist us and facilitate us to get that waste collected properly. And people, the free riders who take advantage of it, well, they should be prosecuted. The laws are there to prosecute that kind of behaviour. You've got GDPR issues. You've got all this kind of stuff gets in the way. But that's no excuse.
Well, there's a great campaign for you next year. Your organisation, Voice Ireland, ditch the packaging on the presents. Go packageless, you know?
I mean, Well, one does run the risk of sounding like
a... sound a bit like Ebenezer, but I mean, maybe you're okay with that. I don't know. It's your pain threshold, but you might want to talk to the rest of the organisation first. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. That's Colin O'Byrne, who is a programme manager for Voice Ireland. Good luck for you in the new year. I hope you have a nice evening and 2026.
Late Breakfast. This is News Talk.